Morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Carrying on the limud of the daily companion by the Chofetz Chaim. Zchus v'fu shleima of Yosef Dovin Chayla, Pesach Shor Chole Yisrael. So yesterday, Yanki started a little bit on Rechilas, the heading called Subtle Incitement, day number 93. He brought the case of two friends, the Feinsteins and the Breckers, who were making a mitzvah the same night, and one chapped the hall before the other one. They had a machlokas over it, and eventually they settled the machlokas. And then many years later, somebody didn't like one of the parties, told the other one. It's a lot of simplest nowadays. There must be a time where two people try to get the hall at the same time. This rekindled the machlokas in the gentleman's mind, and that is called rechila. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is there's no new information. This is all known what happened in the past. By just saying, oh, just two people must have happened, the two people are vying to get the hall at the same time. So that rekindled. So just but that indirect, not actually saying anything, but just hinting at something is called rechilas. Plus the Chofetz Chaim adds, it's also forbidden to communicate rechilas in writing, which is also interesting, because some people might think, well, rechilas, lo seliach rechil b'mecho, just means, if you're speaking to people, if you write or do other sort of actions, it doesn't apply, but it seems to. So it might, maybe even actions, I don't know. Maybe a person shrugging the shoulders might also be rechilas in certain situations. It doesn't say it, I'm just guessing. So it's also forbidden to inform a businessman that somebody else has spoken badly of his merchandise. Such comments are considered rechilas, because the businessman may feel ill will towards the person. This applies not only to merchandise, but to anyone's personal possessions, a suit or a tie or whatever. Which is very interesting. So just to cause hurt to someone is called rechilas. He brought another example. Sonny buys an old dented car, and somebody says, somebody else saw your car, and he says, you're wondering which junkyard you picked it up from. So that comment is not going to endear him to the person who made that comment, and again, that is called rechilas. So that ends this section of the Chofetz Chaim. And since we are just coming out of the 3 weeks and the 9 days, just going back to the original Sefer Chofetz Chaim, what he says about Lashon Hara at this time, which is quite meaningful. So he says, during the second Beis Hamikdash, when our Madrega fell, and we're missing five things from the Beis Hamikdash, the Oren, Kaporis, Kruvim count as one, the Eish, Al HaMizbeach was two, the Shechina, three, Ruach HaKodesh, four, and Urim V'Tumim, five. So those items are missing. But nevertheless, we could still do all the mitzvahs. It didn't stop us doing the mitzvahs because of Ramach Evrom Shechor Gidim. However, towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam started. As we'll explain tomorrow, Sinas Chinam is a direct line to Lashon Hara. Sinas Chinam leads to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara arises from Sinas Chinam. They're joined together. So we'll carry on tomorrow. Our speaker is here. Start with Ella Terraway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Aleph Ov, 15th of August. Rabbi Moshe David Leitner, Shlita. In Yom Deyoma, this week's Torah is sponsored by Zayt Nishmas, Rav Chaim Yosef Ben, Rabbi Socha Dov, Shpron of Rocha. The outside will be next on Shabbos.
Good morning. We are holding now Parshas Veschanon, and I think we could say that the Parshas Veschanon, Ekev Re'eh, sometimes Shoftim as well, are slightly neglected Parshas, being that they are holiday Parshas, and few simchas, few opportunities to be able to really explore these Parshas appropriately. So I'm grateful to Away for giving me the opportunity, and at least Parshas Veschanon, we have the chance to look into a little bit, because these Parshas are Takum Moli Vagodosh, they're full of important and interesting inyonim. I want to concentrate on one thing that's mentioned in the Parshas Veschanon towards the end of the Parsha, and that is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema features at the end of Parshas Vayeschanu. Not the whole Kriya Shema, but from Shema until Uvishorecho, the first parsha of Kriya Shema features in the end of Parshas Vayeschanu. We know the second part is next week is Parshas Eikev, V'hoyem Shemaya, until the end of Leman Yirbu, and then Vayoyme is in Sefer Bamidbo and Parshas Shlach Lecho. There's an incredible Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kedoshim. And the Medrash Tanchuma says as follows, Omer Rav Mani. Rav Mani says, Loi tehe Kriya Shema kalo be'inecho, מפני שיש בו מסיים וארבעים ושמונה תיבות כמיני נבורים שבאדם, ומהם ברוך שם. One shouldn't treat the mitzvah of Kriya Shema lightly, because there are 248 words in Kriya Shema which correspond to the 248 limbs in a person's body. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, אם שמרתו את שלי לקרוא את Kriya Shema כתיקונו אני אשמע את שלך. Incredible words. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, if you guard my 248 words of Kriya Shema, I will guard your 248 limbs, the 248 evorim inside your body. We're all looking for skulas, how we can look after ourselves, and we run here, we run there. And here we have a Mefurish Medrash Tanchuma, which tells us we want to be looked after, we want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to look after our bodies. There's 248 limbs, every word of Kriya Shema, which we say properly, corresponds to another word. And to another limb in our body, and if we are careful to say the words of Kriya Shema properly, Kodesh Baruch Hu will look after all the 248 limbs in our body. And brought down even stronger in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Samach Aleph, he brings down a Medrash Hanelom, a hidden Medrash. And the Medrash says over there, quotes a Pasuk in Mishli, Rifus Tehila Sharecho V'Shikui La'atzmeisecho. It should be a healing for your stomach and marrow for your bones. And the Medrash explains how the words of Torah are refuah. They're a source of healing for one's body and for one's bones. And the Medrash talks about Kriya Shema over there, and it says, V'akuri Kriya Shema ketikuna, one who reads Kriya Shema correctly, kol eiver ve'eiver notel teva achas u'mistrapeboy. Every eiver in the body, every limb in the body, sort of latches on to one word in Kriya Shema and gets healed from that word in Kriya Shema. So there's amazing skulas in the words of Kriya Shema, if we're careful to say it properly. So I want to go into a halachic inyan connected to Kriya Shema. So as we just mentioned, there's 248 words in Kriya Shema. Now if you actually count from Shema Yisrael, the words in this week's parasha, Vayeschanan, the words in Vayom Shemoya, and Vayoyme from Parasha Shlach Lecha, you won't get to 248. You'll be missing quite a few, missing 9 words, in fact. Now, 3 of the words we know are made up from either, if one's davening b'yechidus, would be Kehil Melech Ne'eman. If we're davening in shul, it's the chazan repeating Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And then the 6 words that don't appear in Kriya Shema at all. What are those 6 words? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloheinu Bo'et. Those 6 words are part of the 248. And the Medrash, which we just quoted, actually says, Umehen Baruch Shem. He has to add the in, because that's not obvious, because it doesn't appear at all in the words of Kriya Shema. So, what is the makor for saying these words of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eloheinu Bo'et? The famous Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara says, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish says, the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, it says, Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayoyme he'osfu vagid alochem eiseshikra eschem bachris hayomim. Yaakov called his children at the end of his days, as he was nearing the end of his life, and he wanted to enlighten his children and tell them that when the Gula was going to come, and all of a sudden the Shechina disappeared from him. And Yaakov Avinu became very frightened, because he thought, perhaps there's something I don't know about one of my children. Perhaps one of them is not the tzaddik he purports to be. And just like my Zayda Avram Avinu had one of his children was not a tzaddik, Yishmael, and my father Yitzchak had a child, Esau, perhaps one of my children are also not the tzaddikim that they claim to be. And he got scared about it. His children heard this, and they all together, they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, they were talking to Yisrael, to Yaakov, and they were saying, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just like you, our Father, you only have in your heart one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too all of our hearts are all joined together, and we believe in one Hashem. And when Yaakov Avinu heard that, he answered, he said, Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchus Eloheinu Bo'et. That was the response of Yaakov Avinu to his children when they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So then the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, so what should we do about saying Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchus Eloheinu Bo'et? Shall we say it? Moshe Rabbeinu never said it. Shall we not say it? But Yaakov Avinu did say it. So therefore says the Gemara, Chazal will misaken, then one should say it quietly. It's a type of pshara, a compromise. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it. So say, we'll say it quietly. So despite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed not appearing in all the parashas of Shema in verse Chanon, Ekev, and Shelach, we still say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed. This is the Makor, this Gemara in Psochim, that one should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed. Now, the Tzlach over there in Maseches Psochim asks an interesting kasha. And he says, I don't understand. Is there nothing in davening that wasn't composed by Moshe Rabbeinu? Everything we say in davening is composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. We have an entire Psukkot Zimra, which are a problem of Tehillim, composed by Dovda Melech. We have Shemina Esra, composed by the Anshe Knesset Gdoila. Okay, so Kriya Shema was said by Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't put in the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed because it wasn't made by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was made by Yaakov Avinu. Why does that prevent us from saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed? So I don't understand. He says there are lots of paitonim, lots of people who composed piyutim who are different. Yaakov Avinu, there's something wrong with Yaakov Avinu. We can't say a Pasuk composed by him. And so he says, the Tzlach explains, and he says that, I'll tell you what the pshat over here in the Gemara is. We haven't got a problem, obviously, saying things from other composers in davening, like Bitaka Si. Our problem is that we are middle of a conversation which Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Moshe Rabbeinu starts saying, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he continues immediately, V'ahavta Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. Suddenly to throw in the middle of Moshe Rabbeinu's conversation, a pasuk from Yaakov Avinu, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed, doesn't come in. How can we interrupt Moshe Rabbeinu's words with a pasuk from Yaakov Avinu? He goes so far to say that it's a hefsek. We're being mafsek in the middle of Kriya Shema by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed and interrupt it with the pasuk of Yaakov Avinu. This is considered a hefsek.
But excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu is written three different places.
True, but it's
how
all Moshe.
How can we even know to put them together?
So okay, that's Taka Makor brought down elsewhere.
So,
but
so the same way as you can say Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say them together, so you can say you can always say.
But it's still Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Yeah. This part of davening is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. For us to now to interject with something from Yaakov Avinu, that we seem to say is not correct. Then Chanami, we take a Krishma, that's another Makor, why we piece together those three. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking, so it wouldn't be right to suddenly bring in a pasuk from Yaakov Avinu. So, this is what he says. He says it's a hefsek to stick inside. Now, he continues the Tzlach, and he says that we know that some kehillas have a minik to say Erev Rosh Chodesh Yisayim Kippur Katan. Since it's the times of Noda B'Yehuda, there was also some kehillas had the minik, it says B'Kitzas kehillas. And part of Yom Kippur Katan, for those who say it, they'll know, the end of Yom Kippur Katan is Kabbalas Oil Ma'af HaShemayim. Which means we start with Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad once, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy Lo'ilam Voed three times, and then Hashem Elokim seven times, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. So he says that the minig was in the kehilas that they said Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed loudly, and he said that there were those who objected to it. How can you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed loudly? You're not supposed to say it loudly. So the Tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda said that I personally held that it's nothing wrong with it, and the reason is like I just said, because the whole issue, the whole reason why the Gemara says one should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed quietly is because it doesn't belong over there. It's a hefsek. Moshe Rabbeinu is in the middle of talking. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'ahavto. To interject with Yaakov Avinu is a hefsek. Therefore, this is only a problem when you're going to continue with Kriya Shema. If you're going to continue with V'ahavto, that's when there's a problem to say it loudly. The reason why the Gemara says that this pshara, this compromise that one should say it quietly is because you started with Moshe Rabbeinu, you're continuing with Moshe Rabbeinu, and now suddenly in the middle you want to put in Yaakov Avinu, that doesn't come in. Say it quietly. It has to be said because Yaakov said it as a response to Shema Yisrael, but say it quietly. But if you're not continuing with Ahavta, then Gazantai, say it as loud as you want. And for this reason, L'chair we could say that Noda B'Yehuda doesn't say it, but there's a lot of other places where we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed as well, and the same would seemingly apply. For example, Karbonus, for those of us who get to that part of Karbonus, means at the beginning of Karbonus, we say after Pamayim Ba'av, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in the Sidurim is printed Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elyon HaVoed, and then Bo'ahavto Tilev V'Sharecho, and then Atahu Hashalei Nivro Olam. But the minig Ha'olam is not necessary, unless you're running late and Sosma Krishma is approaching, and then one should use, in Halacha it says one should use that opportunity to say the entire Krishma. But if not, in general, what people say is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eleinu Voed, and then Atohu Ad Shelo Nivra Ha'olam. Does one say that Baruch Shem loudly? Does one say that Baruch Shem quietly? So according to the Tzlach, there's absolutely no issue. You can say it as loud as you want, provided you're not disturbing the people around you. You can say it loudly. Because you're not continuing with Vahavta. Likewise, we put on tefillin, after we put on tefillin Sharosh, what do we say? Minik b'nei Ashkenaz is to say, because there's a suffix whether one should make one bracha or two brachas. Therefore, the halacha is one says a separate bracha, al mitzvah's tefillin, but one should say, Baruch Shem Kved Machos Ilein Avoyed, immediately afterwards. According to the Tzlach, there's no issue at all to say that Baruch Shem loudly, because you're not continuing with Vahavta. And a third case as well, where we say Baruch Shem, a person says a bracha levatala, I mean this is connected with tefillin obviously, but when a person says a bracha levatala, he realizes he's already past Hashem, he can't say Lamdina Chokecha, and he's about to continue the bracha and realizes he wasn't supposed to say it, he says Baruch Shem Kvei Mochus Hilein Avoyed. There's no quantity, there's no issue at all to say that B'Kol Rom. From the Magen Avraham, it's mashma that he learned very differently. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Siman Tofresh Yud Tes. There, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Leil Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, and the day of Yom Kippur, as we know, we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed B'Kol Rom. We say it loudly. Says the Magen Avraham, what's the reason for it? He brings in the name of the Torah that Moshe, these are the words that he uses, the Torah uses, Moshe Gonva Mi Malachim. Moshe stole it, so to speak, from the Malachim. It's based on a medrash in this week's parasha, parasha of Eschanon. The medrash says that b'shor she'olah Moshe la'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to get the Torah, he heard the Malachi Ashores praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu using these words, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed, and he took it with him and brought it down to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, says the medrash, we don't say it loudly, we say it quietly. Says the medrash, it's a mashal to somebody who's working in the palace of the king, and he takes a precious diamond from there, from the palace, with permission, without permission, something before I should go into the fact that of course it was with permission, but we won't go into that now. But he takes a diamond from the palace of the king, and he goes and gives it to his wife. And he tells his wife, do me a favor, don't wear this in public. Yeah, I've taken it, I've stolen it from the palace of the king, don't wear it. Wear it at home, don't wear it in public. So too, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed was, so to speak, stolen from the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, don't say it loudly, say it quietly. So the Magen Avraham here, in the name of the Torah, is clearly bringing a very different reason why we say Baruch Shem quietly. He says the reason is because it's ganeft, it's taken from the Malachim. And since it's taken from the Malachim, therefore we shouldn't say it, we shouldn't say it loudly. Incidentally, the Magen Avraham over there brings a stira in the Torah. He says the Torah seems to contradict himself, because here in Legaba Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says the reason very clearly because Moshe took it from the Malachim. If you look in Hilchos Kriyashma, over there the Torah explains why do we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilein Avoyed quietly the entire year, and he says this whole Gemara in Pesachim that we just spoke about, Yaakov Avinu with his children, and they said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to him. He responded with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eilein Avoyed. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, Yaakov Avinu did say it, and therefore we have this compromise to say it quietly. And the Magen Avraham says, what's going on? What is the reason why we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed? In Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Torah says that the reason is because Moshe stole it from the Malachim. In Hilchos Kriyashma, the Torah says that it was because it's a psharet between, because Moshe Rabbeinu did say it, and Yaakov Avinu did say it. So the Magen Avraham answers and he says, no, the reason of course is that Moshe took it from the Malachim. But the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write it in the Torah, clearly, was because it was stolen from the Malachim. He wanted to keep it quiet. So he could have written it immediately after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed. He didn't want to write it in the Torah because this was something he wanted to keep quiet because he had taken it from the Malachim. But al kaponim, what we do see from the Magen Avraham is that the reason that he brings down, quoted from the Torah, is that Moshe Rabbeinu took Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed from the Malachim, and because he took it from the Malachim, one doesn't looted goods, one doesn't brandish it in public, one keeps it quiet, and therefore it's correct for Moshe Rabbeinu that we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eilein Avoyed quietly because it's stolen from the Malachim. Different to the Tzlach.
Are there other things we've taken from the Malachim? for example?
I can't think of it at the moment. There is something else.
Kedush is not taken. Kedush is not taken from the Malachim. No? We just to say Kodesh, Kodesh, we are.
Yeah,
I don't know, it seems to be as well over there. Moshe Rabbeinu took it from the Malachim. I don't know if we can understand this properly, but perhaps he took this from the Malachim and they are not able to say it anymore, and we are somehow taken from them and it doesn't belong to them anymore. Now it belongs to us. I'm not sure exactly how to explain this. Al Kaponim, what we see over here is that the difference, according to the Magen Avraham, what would be if one wants to say Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed Laali by Karbonos or after Tefillin or all these other places. According to the Magen Avraham, it's clear that one has to say it quietly. Because it's not because we are making a hepsik, we are interrupting in the middle of the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not the issue according to the Magen Avraham. The issue is that this is taken from the Malachim. And if it's taken from the Malachim, we have to keep this quiet. So wherever we're going to say Baruch Shem, one has to ensure to say it quietly so that there isn't this problem that we are publicly saying something that's been taken away from the Malachim. So that could be those people who weren't happy about what happened in the times of the Nodi Behuda, those people who weren't happy about those who were saying Baruch Shem loudly by Yom Kippur Cotton, this could be the reason. Whereas according to the Tzlach, it's clear that there isn't an issue with saying Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed loudly, as long as one's not continuing with the rest of Kriya Shema. And the interesting is just to add on over here, the Tashbetz, Chuvas Tashbetz, Tzimereish Lamadvav, he learns that Yaakov Avinu, he himself got it from the Malachim. He says that when Yaakov Avinu was sleeping by the Chaloyim, Behenei Malach Elokim, Oilem V'Yuridim Boy, he heard the conversation of the Malachim, and he heard Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed loudly, and he took it from there. So, however you learn whether Moshe Rabbeinu took on the Malachim, or Yaakov Avinu took on the Malachim, it's clear that this is a Loshon that's something that comes from up on high. It comes from the Malachim, but this is the Nafka Minna that's going to come out from the Magen Avraham versus the Tzlach, whether one says Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed loudly if one's not saying the entire Kriya Shema.
So
by Ne'ilah, well, then one, according to the Magen Avraham, one says it loudly, and according to the Magen Avraham, one says it quietly, and according to the Tzlach, one says it loudly. He doesn't speak this out clearly, but that definitely is what comes out from the Magen Avraham. You're saying Baruch Shem, you've got to say it quietly. I have noticed, in Kippur Cotton, I've noticed there are some, I've been to certain kehillahs where they take say Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed quietly. It's generally said loudly, but there definitely are kehillahs where they say it quietly. And it could be based on this. You don't say it. There are certain, I've davened in certain shuls where they don't. No, they say it quietly. It goes quiet after Shema Yisrael, and then they chazan leads again by Hashem Melech. I would say, what I said before, Van Ne'ilah, that's probably not right, because that's the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we are like Malachim, yeah? This, it's clear, I didn't speak this out clearly before, but the Magen Avraham, over there in Tofresh Yotes, when he explains the reason why in Yom Kippur is it different, because he says that we took it from the Malachim. The Yom Kippur, we ourselves are like Malachim, so we don't have to hide it, because we are one of them. We're one of the Malachim. So in Yom Kippur, at any point in Yom Kippur, all the Baruch Shems that we say on Yom Kippur, we say loudly, and that would include the one that we say by Ne'ilah as well. Yeah, what we're referring to over here is the Baruch Shems in other places. An interesting Shaila that comes up, similar to what we've been discussing until now. The Magen Avraham, a different Magen Avraham, this is also in Hilchot Kriya Shema Simcha Mechalef. He discusses what happens if a person said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then he continued with Vahavto, omitting Baruch Shem. He forgot to say Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed. Does he have to go back or not? So he quotes a Bach and Shilti HaGiboyrim, that they say that if somebody, by mistake, missed out Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed, ain machzir nosi, he doesn't go back. He's Yotzei Kriya Shema B'Di'evet. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, he brings the Levush, who the Levush holds, the other extreme. The Levush says, not only if one doesn't say Baruch Shem Kodesh Machos Elyon Vayed, says the Levush, one has to go back. But we know that the halacha is, by Kriya Shema, one should, l'chatchila, of course, always be machaven, but kavona is not ma'akev. One's yotze still, if one does not machaven by Kriya Shema, one's still yotze. Except, as we know, the first pasuk. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One has to be mechaber. Shema Yisrael Hashem Hoy Yehovah V'yeh Elokeinu. One has to have kavanah in the first pasuk. If you're not mechaber by the first pasuk, you're not yotze. Says the Levush. Not only if one omits Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elam Voed, one is not. One has to go back. But even if you said it and you didn't have kavanah by Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elam Voed, you also have to go back. So the Magen Avraham quotes both of these opinions. The Bach, who says that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elam Voed at all, you're yotze still, you don't have to go back. And on the other hand, the Levush, who says not only do you have to go back, even if you said it without kavana, you would have to repeat Baruch Shem, because the Levush holds you have to have kavana for Shema, and you also have to have kavana for Baruch Shem. The Magen Avraham says that this halacha is clear from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch elsewhere in Hilchos Kriyas Shema Simas Samach Vav, Shulchan Aruch is discussing what are you allowed to interrupt for while you're saying Kriyas Shema, based on the Mishnah in Brachas. Interrupting for somebody who you must fear, or interrupting for somebody you must honor. I don't want to go into the details now, it's complicated, the details where you can be mafsik, where you can't be mafsik, where you're allowed to interrupt the Kriyas Shema. But Kapana, what it does say then in Shulchan Aruch is that you're allowed to return a greeting to somebody you must honor. For example, a Rav, a father, somebody one has to honor. We're not talking about a king or likewise, even somebody lower than that, somebody you just have to honor. You're allowed to respond to a greeting in between paragraphs, in the middle of a paragraph, and even, says the Shulchan Aruch, in the middle of a pasuk. You're in the middle of a pasuk and someone greets you, you're in the middle of saying, advarim o'ele, and you're greeted by somebody you have to honor, you're allowed to respond. Says the Shulchan Aruch, except for when you're saying the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that then you are not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of that pasuk. And, says the Shulchan Aruch, also, when you say the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus Eleilam Voed, you're also not allowed to be mafsik, you can't interrupt while saying the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Eleilam Voed. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Shema and Baruch Shem are both Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, and since we are at that time being Mekabal the Malchus Shemaim, it's not correct to be mafsik, to interrupt at that point, even to just respond to a greeting, and therefore you're not allowed to respond. And the Mishnah Berurah says for that reason you can't interrupt, firstly, in the middle of the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Secondly, you can't interrupt in the middle of the pasuk of Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Eleinu Voed. And thirdly, you can't interrupt even in between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Baruch Shem. In between those two pasukim, you're also not allowed to interrupt. In other words, we look at Shema and Baruch Shem as almost one unit of Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, and you can't interrupt at all at that point. Now, the Bi'alocha writes that although it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that the halacha would be like the Levush, because that's what the Magen Avraham is implying over here, that it would seem from here that halacha is like the Levush. Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Eleinu Voed has the same halachic status as Shema Yisrael, and therefore, the same way that one doesn't have kavana by Shema Yisrael, one has to go back. One doesn't have kavana by Baruch Shem, one has to go back. So it would seem the halacha is like the Levush, not like the Bach. Not like the Bach, who says that if you didn't say Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Eleinu Voed, you can go back. Now the Bi'alocha argues on this, and the Bi'alocha says, although he Takas speaks out on this halacha that Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem are one unit of Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim, despite this, the Bi'alocha says that the halacha has to be like the Bach. It has to be, because he says, he quotes another Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, what happens if somebody takes out a Sefer Torah and starts reading from a Sefer Torah, let's say this week's Parsha Veschanan, and he's reading, he's some Mava Sedra or some reading from a Sefer Torah, and he comes to the Parsha of Shema. So it's a Mishnah in Maseches Brachas, and it says, Hayakoira Batoira was reading from a Torah, Vihigiyaz Mana Mikra, and the time for Kriya Shema arrived, and now he happens to find himself reading from a Sefer Torah. Is he Yoitza, his mitzvah's Kriya Shema, or not? And the Mishnah says, Im Kivin Liboy, if he's Mechavan, he's Yoitza. If not, he's not Yoitza. Says the Bi'alocha, just a minute. He's saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And what's he saying after that? He's going straight to Vahavto. He's not saying Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Eleinu Voed. Very clear, like the Bach, it's very clear that if you don't say, of course, this might be a situation of B'dievet, yeah, but because he happens to find himself reading from Sefer Torah. But it's very clear from the from this Mishnah, Yakir B'Torah, if he has Kavona, he's Yotze, it's very clear that if you don't say Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Eleinu Voed, you're still Yotze. So he leaves it with a big Tzarchion, whether whether one's yotze or not, because he has various different kashas on it, and he leaves it with Tzarchi and Godel. Yes?
In that case, Tzitzis Parsha, you roll the
Sefer
Torah back to
right, so they discuss how you're going to be yotze, Parsha Tzitzis, in the, also even Akev as well, you're going to have a big hefsek between Shema and Vahavta if you're reading Parsha. I don't remember now what, it's definitely discussed by the Farsha and the Mishnah, how your yotze and Mitzvah Kriyat Shema, considering the fact that they're in different places, and especially Shlach, we have to roll back, yeah, to check it out in the Mishnah. Al-Kupon, somebody who's discussing this over with was Mitzayin to me an interesting tshuva in Yabia Oime from Rabbi Vadi Yosef, who he writes, I checked out this morning, he says a story that happened with him. He said he was once davening with a kehillah. He writes kehillah svadim. I mean, that's where he would be davening with. But the reason why he mentions that is because he says he was davening kriya shema before nacht. He says keminig hasvadim. Keminig hasvadim is to daven mincha and marif together before shkiyas hachama, obviously after plaga mincha. And he was davening marif, and he said shema yisrael. He just said shema yisrael shema lekeinu Hashem echad. And he heard from the adjacent room there was another minyan going on. And they just said Kaddish, and he answered, Amen Hishmei Rabbo, at that point, after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, just before he said, Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elyon Moed. And he said, a certain Talmud Chacham was sitting next to me, and after davening, he pointed out to me that according to the Shulchan Aruch, one's not allowed to make a hefsek between Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. There's one place that you're not allowed to answer. You can't respond to a greeting, can't be mafsek at all. So he actually comes up with a very interesting Chiddush, and he says that, he's correct what he said, but I responded to him that over here the halacha doesn't apply. And the reason for that is, he says, because I'm not being yotze my mitzvahs kriya shema now, I'm going to say it again after nacht, because it's not nacht yet, I'm davening ma'ariv early. So he said, this kriya shema that I'm reading now is not kriya shema shel choyva. It's not a proper kriya shema. And therefore the regular halachas of a hefsek don't apply between Shema and Baruch Shem, because I'm not being yotze my mitzvahs kriya shema with that. It would only apply to the kriya shema that I'm going to say afterwards, after nacht. Interesting, that's what he says, lahalocha, that one's allowed to. If one's not being yotze mitzvahs kriya shema, one's allowed to. But what I was thinking about this, and we'll finish off with that, you know, the Targum Yerushalmi, in Parshas Vayechi, where it speaks out this whole story between Yaakov and his children. How Yaakov said, was worried that perhaps there's a psul in his children, and they said Shema Yisrael, and he responded with Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elyon Moed. Talmud Yerushalmi is written Aramaic, and it says over there, and Yaakov responded, "What's the Aramaic of Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elyon Moed? Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach LaOlam LaOlmei Olmaya." So I was thinking, perhaps you could say that the reason why it wasn't a problem for him to answer is because he was actually saying Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchus Elyon Moed, albeit in another language, but he was saying it. But then I was thinking, he probably answered Omein Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, and that Omein anyway would constitute as a hefsek between Shema and Baruch Shem, so it wouldn't have helped. That's the reason why he didn't use that as a response. Akoponim, are we all heading out? Most of us at least heading out to holidays. Brachas, we should go to Shalom and come back to Shalom, and we should use this skula mentioned in the Medrash, that the Medrash tells us if we read Kriya Shema properly, Am Shamartu Eshalili Kriya Shema Ani Eshma Shalacho, we should be zoicha, that the same way that we'll be careful and be medakta in the midst of Kriya Shema, Kosh Baruch Hashem, take a look after our 248 Evorim, and we should be zoicha to a healthy and happy summer.
Amen. Amen.